This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
How about the pressure on Jesse Davis? Think about this now. The first time you line up tomorrow against the Jags, and the first time they break the huddle and they come to the line and they put their hand on the ground, the immediate thing that Jesse's going to think of is, I can't screw up like I did last time and injure my quarterback. And we're all going to be looking at Jesse Davis just a little bit more. Right? Come on, admit it. Admit it that you're also concerned about Jesse Davis. Because I am. I like Jesse Davis. I've been brutally honest with all of you out there. I told you what I think of Jesse Davis. I love Jesse Davis as a sixth man. I feel that your offensive line is not good enough if Jesse Davis is starting. That means you haven't finished building your line yet. That's the way I look at it. And I'd rather, in a perfect world, I got to tell you, if I have to play Jesse Davis, I'd rather play him at guard and not at tackle, because I don't look at him as an elite athlete at that tackle position. So I worry about him actually being able to hold up against some of these edge rushers. And because Tua's a lefty, this is one thing that I do worry about with this whole change. That while we all want to see Austin Jackson out of tackle at the moment, since he just looks like a completely lost person at that spot, and try him at guard, I have no problem with that. But my problem is, if Eichenberg is your best tackle, I'd rather keep him on the right side, learning and getting better there, because if he's the best one, eventually he'll be your best player there, and that's the blind side of the quarterback that you currently have right now. But now Eichenberg's on the left side again this week. And so here's Jesse. And Jesse, it's only human nature. He knows he got the quarterback injured. He knows he set his team back. He knows he set the preparation back for his offense and his quarterback by getting him injured. So Jesse, obviously, who's a great dude, must have felt just like dog crap. And then all of those feelings, you know, they've kind of died down a little bit as time has gone on, because time heals all. But now, tomorrow, those feelings will rise again, because he'll remember what he did. He'll remember how he failed his team and how he failed his quarterback. So all eyes will be on Jesse Davis. There's no doubt about that. And there's a lot of pressure on Jesse.